Well, I never doubt Pizza Hut. I mean, their pizzas are still great, and they've downsized quite a bit. But just the days of the restaurant with the red roof on the building, and, you know, you go in there and you get those, they had the salad bars and everything else. And my girls were little at the time. As Becky and I were transitioning towards divorce, we still went there and ate a lot. Yes. Now I'm getting hungry with all this good food, but, yeah, the good old days of the 70s and stuff, you know, I mean, I grew up at 696 and 94. My ex-wife's family grew up right there at 11 and Hayes, so the sisters were practically walking to work, even though the one on Grosbeck opened after the one on Gratiot there for Sambo's. But you can look up a Sambo's on the Internet, and you can get a picture of what it looked like. I mean, even through the years, there was very little transitioning of the inside of the restaurant here at Levin and DeQuinder. They didn't really change much to the interior. They didn't gut it, rebuild it, redesign it, or anything. They just basically slapped a new name on the building. And it was Silverman's that changed the greenish and brown colors into the blue and beige colors that restaurant was in the end. How far did you grow up from where you are now? Because you say you know this whole area here. You know, you've been here all your life. I mean, I transitioned from St. Clair Shores on my way out towards Chesterfield. And then I ended up in Harrison Township before I moved out here to Oakland County.